get behind this sacred desk and just preach, thus saith the Word of God. I ask you this morning to pray for me as I preach. I've had a little something going on in my throat for a week or so, and so this morning I may not, I'm going to do what the Lord's allowed me to do. You don't preach when your throat's right. You preach if it's right or wrong. Amen. Amen. You preach in season, out of season. No matter where you found, you do what God's called you to do. And this morning I ask you to turn with me to the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 7. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 32 this morning. Mark chapter number 7 and begin reading in verse number 32. And I want to share with you this morning what the Lord has laid on my heart and what God has really expounded on me this week with. I want to share it with you. I think that last song, Evidence, was dead on the money. The evidence that we have in our life, what God has done in our life. Amen. Mark chapter number 7 and beginning in verse number 32. I know you've just sat down, but I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Hey, this may be the most workout we get all week. Amen. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. From the front to the back, it's all good. Amen. If you're glad to be here, say amen. Now, I'm hoarse this morning. My throat got something going on, so I'm not going to be able to get loud. So here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to get loud. Brother Brad said we want to learn how to worship. Last week, we talked about laying our Isaac down, laying down whatever's in between us, between us and the Lord. So this morning in Mark chapter number 7, begin reading in verse number 32, the Bible says, "And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto them, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plainly. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying," this is what I want to preach to you this morning for just a little bit. Here's what they said about Jesus. Can you say this about Jesus this morning? Here's what they said. He hath done all things well. He, Jesus, does all things well. Did you know he don't halfway do it? He don't partially do it. He don't do it on your performance. He don't do it on how faithful you are. He don't do it on how obedient you are. He doesn't do it on what you put in the plate on Sunday morning. He does it because when he does it, he does all things well. And he make both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this morning that you've allowed us to come to your house once again and to worship you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I pray for the next few moments that you guard my throat, my thoughts. I pray what I say this morning, Lord God, would be all through the Holy Ghost. I pray this morning for that one that thinks that you may have forgot about them, that you have not forgot one thing. Lord God, you still remember exactly what they've asked you for, and you're going to meet that need in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning I claim victory in the name of Jesus. This morning, as Brother Garrett said, oh, Satan, he can't come against the bloodline. And I claim the blood of Jesus over our families, over our church, over everyone that's in the pews this morning, the ones that are sick and that couldn't come. Lord, we claim the blood of Jesus. I pray for the next few moments that you just have your control over this place. Bring who you want to bring. Send who you want to send. Deliver who you want to deliver. Save who you want to save. Bring closer who you want to bring closer. And Father, this morning you get all the glory. And it be in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning as we come. The King James Bible this morning says, He hath done all things well. As you look into the Word of God this morning, the Word of God used two little words that have a major impact on our life. I'm talking about a major impact. And He used the word all, and He used the word well. He said that Jesus does all things well. There's nothing that Jesus does that's not altogether well done. And this morning, I want you to know, I want to share with you a few things in the Word of God that He does well. You could go through the Word of God and you could find you many things that He does well. He forgives well. He loves well. He does all things well. But this morning I want to lay on you what He's laid on me that He does well this morning. Can I say to you, number one, that He restores well. He restores what's been broken or what's been messed up real good. You ask, preacher, how do you know that? We see here in the text that He restores well. If you don't believe me, just ask the deaf and dumb man. Hey, you go find him in heaven and you look him up and you ask the man that was deaf and dumb. He could not hear one thing that was going on. He could not speak. You couldn't understand a word that he said. He had a word not coming out. But can I say to you, after Jesus passed by him, and after he looked up into heaven and he's called on the name of the Lord, and he said, Ephatha, that is to be open, that this man receive a healing in the name of Jesus. I say to you this morning that He restores all things well. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 35. You say, preacher, what does He restore well? Number one, He opens what's been closed. Any door that's been closed in your life that God wants to open, can I say to you that He'll open it up in your life? There's not a man's hand big as God's. And when God puts His hand on a man, a woman, boy, a girl, hey, what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. He opens what's been closed because He is the Word this morning. When He spoke that word to heaven, I want you to know the power came through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He restores well. Just go ask the deaf man and the dumb man. Not only does He open what's been closed because He is the Word. Look what the Bible says. And straightway His ears were open. He could hear what He used to not could hear. You know, the Bible says in the book of Romans that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You say, preacher, that man could not hear. How did all of a sudden his hearing come back? Hey, because Jesus touched him. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's a time in my life that I couldn't hear and I couldn't understand the things of God. Hey, but when Jesus moved into my life, I want you to know that He'll bring that hearing back to an individual. Not only does He open what's been closed, hey, but He loosens what's been tied down. If you've been tied down in here, I got good news this morning. Not only will He open a door for you to go through, but He'll loosen what has you tied down this morning. You say, how does He loosen what's been tied down? Because He is the key. He is the one that has the key to every chain and every shackle that is on your life. You say, preacher, do you believe that a man or a woman of God, hey, can be bound up and chained down? Folks, I want you to know, I believe that the Bible teaches us that a man or a woman of God can be bound down even after they've been saved and they need the Holy Ghost to come back out there and do a mighty work in their life. Maybe their joy's been gone. Maybe the spirit that's been living in them ain't been living the way it should been living. And I want you to know this morning, you say, preacher, what will God do? He'll restore you. I've seen a lot of Christians that's been cold and calloused and done got complacent. And you think, will they ever turn back to God? Will they ever turn around and get on fire? And you can preach up and down the walls, Brother Kevin. Hey, but until the Holy Ghost of heaven reaches down and restores that relationship with Jesus, nothing won't happen. I say to you that He'll open what's been closed. He'll loosen what's been tied down. Hey, but He'll make plain what's been confused. Ain't that good? Not only did He get His hearing, not only did He get His tongue loosened, but everything that was confused the young man tried to do, now it was crystal clear. Why is that, preacher? Because Jesus is the way. He says in verse 35, and straightway His ears were opened, and the string of His tongue was loosed, and He spake plainly. And they said this about Jesus, that he does all things well. In Luke chapter number 4, if you'll turn with me there, in verse number 18, you say, how can this be when Jesus shows up in a person's life? How can he say that he restores well? Hey, does my friend not remember what I've done wrong? Folks, it don't matter what society remembers. It only remembers that God has restored you and set you free. The Bible says in Luke 4:18 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's talking about Jesus, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. He has all the power and he has all the authority to restore that one that needs to be restored. But can I say to you this morning, he does all things well. He don't only restore well, but he rescues well. He don't only restore well, but he rescues well. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 14. And I want to look at this passage with me this morning. Matthew chapter number 14. Maybe you come in this morning and you say, preacher, I'm past the point of being restored. You don't know where I'm at. You don't know what's been going on. Hey, if what I've been doing gets out in society, it's over with. Friends, can I say to you, if what you've been doing gets out in the throne room of heaven, you can get under it. Amen. Under the blood of Jesus, he can set you free. He can restore back what Satan is trying to break, but he'll rescue you. You say, do you believe that he's a rescuer? I believe it 100% this morning. He'll rescue you, my friend, this morning. That's what he does. He is in the rescuing business. Amen. Hey, he is in the rescuing business. He is the life vest. He is the safety net this morning. He is the one that restores and rescues very well. If you don't believe me, just ask old Peter. See, he asked the deaf and dumb about being restored, but you can ask Peter about being rescued. Look with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 14 and verse number 29. And here's what Peter said unto our Lord. He said, Lord, if it bid thee, bid me to come upon unto thee on the water. And in verse number 29, he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. You won't believe when you start walking to Jesus what you can walk on to get to Jesus. You won't believe what when Jesus calls you, you say, preacher, I can't step out of that pew. I can't come to that altar. Hey, when Jesus gets a hold of you, you'll be surprised what you can walk on. When Jesus says, come, you'll be surprised. Your disappointment, your pain, your suffering, you can walk on that to get to Jesus. What's been having you held down, when Jesus says, come, you can walk on it. That water is what had him held down. But when Jesus said, come, he could walk on it. He rescues very well, asked Peter. And he said, come. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? You say, preacher, does he rescue well? I just asked Peter. He rescued Peter from the boisterous wind. He rescued Peter from his fear. Said the fear come upon him. You know what keeps us from doing what God's called us to do? And saying God does all things well. It ain't only the winds of life, but it's the fear that comes up inside of us. He rescued him from the wind. He rescued him from his fear. And he rescued him from drowning on the sea. But can I say to you this morning, if you ask old Peter, does he rescue well? Old Peter would tell you, son, he didn't only rescue me on the sea, but he rescued me when I was being sifted. Hey, so many in here right now, you've been rescued on your sea. You've been rescued on your sea. You've got a sea story. How you was drowning and God reached down and picked you up. You've got a sea story. But you won't tell your sifting story. How that after you've been saved and after you've been in fellowship with God, oh, Satan's been sifting you. He's been pulling strings. He's been pulling you in your mind and your heart and in your soul. And you say, preacher, I don't know that. Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 22. I want to show you this in the Word of God. Luke chapter number 22. Not only does he restore well, but he rescues well. Boy, I thank God this morning he didn't only rescue from my sea that I was in drowning, but he rescued from the sifting of life. If you've not been sifted in this place, get ready. Sifting's coming. This is what I wrote down in old Detroit term. Get this right here. So what's sifting mean? I'm going to get it where everybody understands it. It's when Satan shakes the mess out of you. Anybody miss that? Let me say it again. It's when Satan shakes a mess out of you. You said, that ain't proper for the pulpit. You wouldn't believe what you'll let you come in your home on TV. You won't believe what you'll let come to your phone in your hand. You won't believe what will let come in your radio on your radio. And you say, that may not be fit for the pulpit. Oh, Peter said, listen, I know what it is to drown on the sea. I know what it is to be out on the sea and start drowning. And I need a touch from God. And I called out to him. And he said he caught me and he reached out his hand. And he saved me, Brother Kevin. He pulled me up from drowning. But what about when you ain't drowning but you're being sifted? We all know how to call out when we're being drowned. But do you know how to call out when you're being sifted? And he's wanting to blow you away. He's wanting to throw you up and just get you out of here. Do you know what to do when sifting comes? Do you know how to handle it when sifting comes? When you do you know that? You say, preacher, can he do it? Oh, he'll do it well. Jesus will do it well. Look what he told Peter here. Let me show you this. Not only does he restore well, but he rescues well. Look what he said here in Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, why didn't Jesus said, I know Satan's wanting you. Why didn't Jesus just step in there and get Satan away? Because when you go through a sifting, there's some things that are due. You'll approach Jesus when you're being sifted. A true child of God will get to their limit where they got to get to God. You'll approach. You'll approach him. You'll have to get to that place where you say, God, I need you. I can't keep going. Not only will you approach him, but you'll be honest as you can be. And Jesus, here's what he told him. He said, I've helped you in the sea, and I'm going to help you in your sifting. Look what he said. And Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. Boy, I thank God for everybody that prays for me in this place. But I sure love it when I call on the Lord. He said, I've got it took care of. You're just still in the storm. You're still in the sifting, but I done took care of it. The winds are dying down. The sifting's dying down. I got it took care of. And I said, Lord, are you sure? And he said, yeah, because I do all things well. I don't leave you in the storm forever. I don't leave you in the sifting forever because he does all things well. He says, but I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, that does not mean saved, by the way. Don't you ever take that word for being saved here. He said, when thou art converted, what does that mean? When you are restored, the same thing I gave you, when you're restored, when you're put back to where you need to be, put back in fellowship with God, put back and you get your eyes off the things of the world and you get your eyes on God. When you used to be on fire and you couldn't wait to pray, you couldn't wait to get to the house of God, you couldn't wait to get to Sunday school, you couldn't wait to get to Sunday night, you couldn't wait to get to Wednesday night, you couldn't wait, you wanted to be there, you wanted to be there. He said, when you get back to that place, strengthen you, brethren. You won't strengthen nobody if you ain't been converted. If you're walking around beat down, belly aching, grumbling, and complaining, you ain't no help to nobody. Let me tell you what you are. You're a discouragement. How do you know, preacher? Been there? Done that, amen? How do you know? I walk in with my wife is, and I say, hey, babe. I said, can I talk to you? She said, if it's negative, I do not want to hear it. She said, was it negative? I said, uh-uh. She said, okay, let's talk. I said, I'll talk to you later. I got to get back with you. I'll get back with you. Right now, it's all good. I've learned something, folk. He does all things well. He's restored me well, Brother Tony. Not a flaw. In my spiritual body, not a flaw. I don't have a flaw in my spiritual body. If you're saved, you don't have one flaw in your spiritual body. Not one flaw. Because he saved you well. Now you may have hiccups in this life. You may stumble. You may fall. You may have hiccups in this life and need to be restored. But your relationship with Christ Jesus, by being born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, he has done that well. He's done it well. His part's never slack. He does it well. Now when we get to the place and we find ourselves on the sea, it's different. Oh, Peter denied him. But his relationship, God still loved him the same. He's restored me well. And he's rescued me well. There's been times I've said, Lord, if you don't show up, me and you both are going to be embarrassed. If you don't show up, we're going to be in big, big trouble if you don't show up. You know what Peter said, Lord, if you don't reach out and get me off the sea, we're going to be in trouble. You think he's going to let one of his kids drown? Ain't a daddy in this place let their kid drown. What kind of sorry daddy that'd be? Their kid needing help. He'd say, you get what you deserve. Just drown. Ain't a daddy says that. Ain't a daddy worth his salt says that. You know what a daddy does? No matter where that kid's been, you know what a daddy does? A daddy goes that kid. He said, well, they don't live the way I think they should. Do you? They don't live the way I think they should. They got, but do you? Do you? Are you perfect? No. Today, listen to me, he does all things well. It didn't say Brother BJ does, Brother Chad. It said that Jesus, he does all things well. He restores well. This morning, if you need to be restored, he'll restore you well. This morning, if you're sinking and you've been sifted, he'll rescue you well. I'm going to give you something else I found in the Bible I really like too. He remembers well. He remembers well. He restores well. He rescues well. We was in the pool the other day. Ryder's wanting throwed. He's 2 years old. My mindset is, hey, we'll throw him. And I picked that little feller up. He's got on his little floaties. And I just throw him. Under he went. Deep under. He come up. Brandy and Kaylee, they attacked me. What are you doing? He didn't even hold his nose. I said, well, I thought he'd be okay. He come up. He said, preacher, what do you want next? He wrapped them arms around me, Brother Braden, like this right here. He said, daddy, throw me. He was a little bit now. He wanted away from me. But when he come back after they got done petting him, he come back over there and he said, daddy. Why? Because he wanted daddy's hands all on him. Not only does he restore well, not only does he rescue well. If you don't believe me, that's the deaf and dumb man. If you don't think he rescues, ask Peter. And if you don't think he remembers well, just ask the thief on the cross. Sit there if you want to. Just sit there if you want to. It's okay. But I thank God that he remembers me. Because there's times I don't even know if I'm hanging in, washing out, or doing whatever. Anybody get an amen in here? Man, I don't know if I'm sinking, drowning, straying. I don't know what. All I'm doing is reading, praying, seeking, fasting, doing what God's called me to do. And I just say, Lord God, if you ain't got it, I'm in trouble. And he said, son, I do all things well. Boy, ain't that good? Somebody get a hold of it. Brother Brad, get a hold of that for a minute. Get a hold of that. He said, I do all things well. Bought a lawnmower one time from Lowe's and brought that thing up, made two loops around the yard. I said, this piece of junk ain't worth nothing. I called Travis. I said, hey, cuz. He said, yeah. I said, I bought a new lawnmower and this thing ain't worth nothing. It's cutting uneven. Can you come adjust the deck for me? He said, well, it's new. It shouldn't need that. I said, well, it ain't right. He come up there and he said, it looks level. We You say, well, preacher, ain't nothing wrong with me. Man, I look new. I feel new. I'm clean, preacher. I told Travis, I said, well, something ain't right. I don't know what it is. He said, get on it. I got on it. He said, I know your problem. Get off. I said, what's wrong? He said, your tire's flat. Your tires, that's why you're, if that's the truth, raise your hand. I said, is that all it is? He said, come on, man. He said, you've had a long day. He put air in that thing. It cut just as even as you ever seen. See, you can be in here. You can be in here, be all, have it all together, and be leaning just a little bit uneven because something's flat. Something ain't what it used to be. You don't want to be flat. Flat's no good. Get you a soda pop that's flat. What do? You pour it out. Get you a tire that's flat. You can't roll on it. You get anything flat, you don't want it. He said, not only does he restore well, not only does he rescue well, but he remembers well. Let me show you in the book. If you don't believe me, just ask the thief on the cross when you get to heaven. He'll tell you about it. Look with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 23, and if you will, verse number 42. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 42, if you will. I want to show you this. Luke 23 and verse number 42. And the thief on the cross, let's go to verse 41. He said, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due word of our deeds. But this man," here we go again, talking about Jesus. "But this man, he ain't done nothing wrong." Why? Because he does all things well. I want that to stick in your mind when you leave here today. You go eat lunch and they say, "What did the preacher preach on?" He said, "All I can tell you is that Jesus, he does all things well." He said, "This man, he ain't done nothing amiss. He ain't done one thing." And that man, he said unto Jesus, "Lord, Lord, remember me." Tell me he don't remember well. Feet on the cross, nothing to offer him, nothing to give him, nothing. Closest man you've ever seen to death, hanging on an old rugged cross. And he said, he looked at Jesus and he said, "You ain't done one thing wrong. You ain't done, all I've seen you do is restore people. All I've seen you do is rescue people. And they still put you on the cross. You know what we do? He's restored us and he's rescued us. And we still crucify him daily." And he said, "But Lord, just remember me." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee today." Ain't you glad today? Boy, I thank God. I don't like that religion that teaches you get saved and you'll get it later. Ain't no later with Jesus. Amen. He said today, "Verily I say unto thee today," I mean surely today, "thou shalt be with me in paradise." He said today. He remembered well. He rescues well. And he restores well. He said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." I wrote this down. I want to share it with you just for a moment. It's real short. To you that's in here this morning and you may have a little doubt of what Jesus can do in your life. Your tongue may not say it, but your actions do. Your tongue may not say it, but your thoughts do. Your tongue may not say it, but the way you walk, talk, and carry yourself is showing that I don't know if God can or not. I want to say to you this morning that he can restore you. And he can rescue you this morning because he ain't forgotten about you. To any child of God in here this morning that's been walking around and you think, "Lord, I don't know if you still remember me. Lord, I don't know. Lord, do you know what I'm going through?" And he speaks to my soul this morning. I pray he speaks to your soul and he says, "Oh yeah, because I do all things well. No matter what I do well. I do well." Mama had a housewarming. And Brother Kevin and them and somebody got her a thing you put together. Sister Kim, somebody, Vicky, Sister Vicky, I don't know. But they brought it in there and they said, "Hey, you got to put that together." I said, "Why didn't they put that together before they brought it?" On the box it said, "No hammers." All I got in my little box is a hammer. I'm the worst type. I want to beat everything in place. Tony Woodham, if you ain't walking right, I want to beat you in place, make you walk right. I want you to straighten up and get right with the Lord. But it don't work that way, Brother Harold. You can't beat it in place because you'll break it and it'll be fragile. What did Jesus say about the wheat and the tare? He said, "Lord, we got, I don't know how it happened, but we got some tares in with the wheat." He said, "What you want us to do? Go in there and rip them up." He said, "Oh no, don't do that. You may get some wheat when you start pulling up." He said, "You just let them grow together. And when I come, because I do all things well, I'll separate it." So I got that box, got it open, Brother Kevin, started putting that bad boy together. And got to almost the last piece. That thing was fitting like a glove. I'm talking about, he does all things well, I don't. Brandy said, "What do you need?" This morning I ask you, what do you need? What else do you need to put your life? What else do you need for your life to be put back together? What else do you need from the Lord? I said, "Boy, if I had a hammer, I sure could use it." She said, "It says don't use a hammer." You know what God's going to use to put your life back together? He's not going to use something special. He's not going to use something big and new. He's going to take his old big hand And he's going to take you just like you are, just you, and he's going to fill you full of Jesus. He's going to fill you full of Jesus. If you're waiting on your money to get right, you'll be there forever. If you're waiting on your family around you to get right, you're going to be there forever. If you're waiting on your healing to get right, is when you get, you don't do that. He said he does all things well. He restores well. He rescues well. He remembers well. This morning, I wonder who I'm talking to this morning. That if you be honest and not worry about who's beside you, might have been a doubt creep up in your life here lately and say, Lord, do you really know where I'm at? Do you really know? Do you really know where I've been? Lord, does God ever feel like he's a million miles away from y'all? I may be the only brother Brad, me and you, amen. Sometimes, Lord, I'll be reading the Bible and praying, and it don't even feel like the Lord's in the house or even in my heart. But then he reminds me. He says, hey, I do all things well. This morning, if you got something going on in your life, I pray you could be like that crowd that was astonished and said, whew, he does all things well. If your life is in a place that needs restored, he's in the business of restoring. If you're drowning or you got a loved one drowning, they can be rescued by Jesus. And don't think you got to be something. He remembers us all. Amen. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this morning. I thank you that you do all things well. Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, you've reached down when I needed it. Lord, you wasn't a minute early or a minute late. Father, you've always been right on time. You saved me at the right time. You restored me at the right time. You rescued me when I thought it was over, my head all the way under the water. But you rescued me. And Lord God, because you remembered me, Lord, I pray this morning, whoever I'm talking to that's got a little doubt, that they get that doubt away and they get back right with you this morning, they say, oh God, I forgot that you do all things well. Lord, that your will be done in this place this morning. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, I ask you to stand. He does all things well.